I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about creepy things you do when you're alone.
Not necessarily creepy. It can just be ugly.
Can I make it creepy?
Stinky.
No, you're right. It's just, it's like, can you give us an example? Like, what is the...
So, in my single days, it was like... Oh, well, it's just like, it's different now. I'm almost never home alone. But
right.
In my single days, I would just wear the ugliest outfit I have. Like the biggest, ugliest, rattiest t-shirt.
I definitely look like Adam Sandler when I'm home alone.
Yes, that's the best way to put it.
But what if there's a fire and a hot firefighter comes?
I'm still clothed.
I know, but don't you want to look a little money? Don't you want to look?
No, because am I preparing for a fire? That seems like negative manifesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, I'm not saying this with you having a fiance that you adore, but like, if you were trying to manifest a hot guy showing up, maybe the fire wouldn't be the worst thing.
I'd be really worried if a hot man showed up at my door when I was single and alone.
Really?
Is he trying to kill me?
No, he's the fireman. He's trying to save you.
Sir, there's not a fire here. What are you doing?
She's probably in her house lighting fires.
No.
Trying to get firemen. The reason this started, there was some article asking, like, do you wear deodorant when you're alone?
That's such an interesting question because, do you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go shirt, deodorant. Like, it's like,
but
I don't care if I'm going.
You're not leaving the house.
Shirt, deodorant. Like, I want to smell good.
Your kids are at their mom's.
Great. Shirt, deodorant.
the dogs
you're right,
are away.
There are times where there's no shirt, so then no deodorant.
That's what I was just going to. Yeah, you got to go no shirt sometimes if you're home alone. Just boys
I'm not
being boys,
I'm not,
you know?
Like, you've said before you mow your lawn without a shirt on.
I do,
I almost never take my shirt off.
Why not?
I don't know.
It's how you get a nice little glow.
I go without suns out, guns out, like sleeveless shirt, but I don't do anything.
I just have my shirt off. It's very different.
I can't imagine how white your torso is then.
It's pretty white.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
You want me to take my shirt off?
Nope.
Yeah.
Sure don't.
I mean, if you want.
I was at a party last weekend where the person whose house it was made a rule that all men had to not have their shirts on.
I do not.
Yes.
So they had to take off their shirts.
I walk in and they're like, no shirts. And I was like, what?
What kind of party were you
drunk
at?
Men after a golf tournament.
Nailed it.
Checked out.
Gotcha.
All right. So back to being alone.
Yeah. Oh, I also.
Oh boy.
Eat like girl dinners to the extreme. When my fiance's in town.
Do you know what a girl dinner?
Home. Mm-hmm. He's grilling steak or chicken or something. Every night it's like chicken, vegetable, rice or potatoes or something.
Tiak and I don't have any clue what a girl dinner is.
No.
Can you walk us through?
Guys, like, where were you in like 2021? Girl dinners
fighting
are like
COVID. I was on the front lines.
Sitting somewhere with my shirt on.
Yes.
Okay, well, girl dinner is like no protein. The ultimate girl dinner is the Caesar salad. The Caesar salad, the Diet Coke, and French fries.
Yeah.
No protein.
What?
So when my fiance's gone, the number one thing I do is say, no protein.
What?
I'm not cooking meat by myself.
You like protein, though.
I'm just doing protein. I don't like it, believe me.
What?
You like your fiancé, or are you just doing your fiancé?
All the above.
Or like a nice charcuterie board, just myself.
Yes, olives.
You make it? You take the time to make it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In fact,
that makes
more
no sense.
So
girl
than
dinner,
when someone else is around.
Yeah.
That makes no sense. You can't have it both ways. You can't be like, I'm not going to do anything, but then I'm going to meticulously arrange meats on a platter.
It's either super, super lazy or it's relaxing spa day. I'm going to do an everything shower. I'm going to have a charcuterie board and I'm going to watch Gilmore Girls.
And maybe wear a face mask.
Yeah.
Sip a glass of wine for me.
Here's the funny thing. I have a feeling the things Tiak and I do alone are going to be
I don't actually
the
wanna
yang.
Know.
Oh, we're going to tell. Yeah. We're telling. But we want to hear, you have to confess, and we do have VD if you need it.
Mm-hmm. Voice disguiser.
What are the things you do, strange, things you do when you're alone. 303-222-5423. That is the text line. And you can also call that number.
Mm-hmm. The main thing that comes to mind for me when I'm home alone is I will turn the TV on and I just turn the volume all the way up. Just as loud as it can go.
Because you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Just on principle.
Right, because I can never hear any. I can never hear the TV. That's my big, I can't hear anything. And it's always, my wife wants it quiet. So we have to have it quiet. And I never know what's happening.
So you're shirtless? I don't even know what show we watch. You're shirtless with a loud movie on.
Exactly.
And are you like hands in like a Cheez-It box?
No, but I do, I get real lazy with putting stuff away. So like I'll have the Oreos and they just live on the counter because I'm coming back to them. probably in minutes.
I will admit one, I've done it one time. I do spend so much time alone. I'm not trying to get Erica to do the like sad fit. You're already doing the sad
fit. I don't like people being alone.
I don't like it either. But when I don't have my kids and I'm not dating, right? So I'm just home. And I remembered a guy who used to be on the show used to do this thing. And I had to try it once. So I got a pizza delivered. And then I turned a movie on and I sat down on my couch and I slid the whole pizza out of the box onto my belly. Because it's like,
disgusting.
It's kind of cold outside. Ooh, instead of having the fireplace on. He was like, you got to try it. And you just lay there and use the
pizza as a blanket.
Like a heated blanket.
Yeah. And you like let your hairy stomach.
No. I'm not shirtless. Okay.
So you got pizza sauce and grease over your shirt?
It's not a great shirt. It's one of my station shirts. Yeah,
it's
and
fine.
I just like, but you're just basking in it. And you know, I have like you're trying to watch a movie and you have to keep sitting up to grab a piece of pizza. You have to sit up. You're just like,
and sometimes
you just kind of move your head down and like.
Slacker. Was that the day that you thought this is rock bottom?
Is that the day you decided to stop dating?
Right? Because it's going well for
so
you.
Jealous.
You got to try it. You can come over.
I want to try it in bed. Like when you said the pizza blanket, it got me thinking.
You are not eating pizza. I'm speaking on behalf
of
Ahab.
Put the pizza in the bed.
No.
Oh, yeah. All maybe right, the pizza pillow.
Listen, right. I just want to challenge the women listening to this show to admit the weird things they do. Because I just admit that was the weirdest thing a human can admit.
Yeah, it sure is.
And I know that you guys do the same thing. You at the very least sing into a hairbrush.
No.
Bull.
That's
you
such
did
a
it.
Movie.
I
lay,
like,
no.
Upside
no,
down on the couch.
Real women do it.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, I do that.
I have a dance party. I'm not singing into the hairbrush.
You sing into something.
No.
Tennis racket guitar?
Nope. No.
Liar.
Nothing. I'm just singing
I guarantee
out
you
loud.
There's at least one woman who's done it.
Okay, we'll see.
What do you do when you're all alone? That... when the pizza stomach guy asks. Okay. 303-222-5423.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I want to go home.
Same.
Yeah, I want to try the pizza thing. I can't stop thinking about it.
We're talking about the things you do when you're home alone. And I just want to say, I am disappointed that there's not more people who do the hairbrush or the tennis racket thing.
That's such...
I know it's a movie trope.
No, yeah, I just don't.
I've done it.
Like, do I blast Taylor Swift and mix a bagged salad up at the same time? Yes, because I don't eat protein when I'm home.
You never jump on your couch and go like, thank you, Denver.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure if I jumped on my couch, it would break because that happened once.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
It's got little legs. So, no.
That reminded me of something. When I'm home alone, I'll get to fixing stuff, but I don't use the safety precautions. Like, instead of getting the ladder, I just kind of climb on the window.
That's
you know what I mean?
The number one way to die.
Because my wife's not there, so I'll just I'll just do it.
And you're
so
on the swivel
you
chair.
So if you fall, who's going to be there to call 911 for you?
That's true. and I'm pretty naked. So
why is that our first instinct to just do everything naked though?
Because you can't, well, and as a parent, we've talked about this, you lose a lot of it because you can't sleep naked anymore. Once they can get out of their bed and wake you up, can't, yeah. I mean, you can.
Right.
I guess. You can risk it. Every family's different.
We do have a text about nudity.
Okay.
It's a woman named Jennifer. She said her name, so I think it's okay we said it. She said, I'm a single mom of three, so me time doesn't happen very often. Last time I randomly had all my kids gone at sleepovers. I spent the night naked in my own house. I smoked a joint in bed naked. It was amazing. I rarely smoke and definitely not when my kids are home.
Jennifer.
I love her.
I want you to, you need to take it one more step.
You want her to do the pizza.
Slide that pizza right there on your tummy.
Because
you're already high and you're hungry.
But it
and you're like,
the
and you're
pizza
like,
thing oh. weirds me out.
It's no. just the grease stains. I don't.
Like, why would I want a full pizza on my stomach?
I think a better question is, why would you not want it?
Because it's weird.
Yeah,
it's,
I can't think of a single reason.
It's food and like, it's greasy.
Just, Erica, imagine like putting your head down a little bit right now and just going. Like you eat in the studio every day. Like yeah, imagine not having to reach for it. It's just already
and just
on your.
Pulling my food up to my boobs. Okay.
I guess it's probably harder for girls because it's like they have to get it over the hump.
Probably, oh my,
you know what I mean? But also, once you get it there, it's just sliding right in, right? You're just like,
yeah,
oh, there's a downward slope.
Yeah, you got that. Yeah,
you have the advantage, actually. Oh,
okay. Gosh. Jewel?
Yai.
You are voice disguised. What do you do when you're alone?
A little alone sexy time.
Diddle the Skittles.
Erin, this is my last day on the show, and I am going.
Except at least one day soon, we have to just devote a whole day to all the different terms.
No.
Please text in. Yeah. Yes,
no.
Diddle the Skittles. I've never heard that before this moment, and I will never stop using it from this moment forward.
It up so quick.
Yeah. No, because that's what she calls it.
Jewel, is a pizza ever involved?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.